Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We got a great show. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live, American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking with Dr. Carly later in the hour. She's going to be with us tonight. And we got lots of vaccine stuff going on, so I want to chat it up with her about that. And I got a call, or I should say an email, from a listener wanting me to kind of go over again or explain more about gout. Apparently, you know, the holidays is a gout flare-up zone. So we're going to get out our gout barometer, and we're going to talk about gout for the first part of the show. Anybody you know have gout, maybe a relative, a friend? Well, we're going to investigate what you can do about that naturally. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and semper fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And I am seeking the Lord's face on a daily basis, asking for his intervention to, you know, bring America back in line. You know, America was better than this. You know, I just pray that, you know, righteous men and women come up out of the woodwork and replace all these people that are causing such chaos, just total chaos. So I hope you will mind the time, because it's short. You know, seek the Lord's face. Time, pray, and prayer is never wasted. So I hope you'll spend some time with the Lord real soon. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. What do we have in the quacker? Ooh, we got a lot of stuff. Let's see, mosquitoes and the viruses mosquitoes carry is in the news. Basically, we've talked about Chikungunya virus before on the show, but Kingston, Jamaica is now reporting some cases. That nasty virus that usually is coming from Africa and Asia is now showing up in the Caribbean in St. Martin. So epidemiologists have confirmed thus far a dozen cases of locally acquired Chikungunya virus in St. Martin, and they think there's a dozen more that are going to come down with it, too, because they're showing symptoms. Now, the illness is mainly found in Africa and Asia, not usually life-threatening. There is no vaccine for it, and it causes some debilitating fever, rash, fatigue, vomiting, intense muscle and joint pain that can last for weeks in some cases. It's commonly spread by the Andes aegypti mosquito, the same mosquito that transmit the dengue fever, which is more serious with a deadly hemorrhagic conditions. So there's no evidence of cases in other parts of the Caribbean, just in St. Martin. And Chikungunya has also shown its ugly face in Italy and France over the last 10 years. It's not clear how it got to St. Martin, but the CDC thinks that probably an infected traveler brought it there. So Chikungunya means, quote, that which bends up. It's it was called that by the Kimiko language of Mozambique. It's in regards to the physical appearance of an infected person. They are all bent up and sore and achy. So, it was first isolated. The virus was first isolated in 1953 in the blood of a patient from Tanzania. There you go. So Chikungunya is creeping closer to the Americas. What else we have in the quack report? There's some mystery illnesses in Texas and Montgomery County. Officials there, the health department there, say they're on a mission to find out what this mystery flu-like illness is. Half the people who have come down with it have died. All of the patients had flu-like or pneumonia-like symptoms. But all of them tested negative for flu. So 8 confirmed patients ranging from the age of 41 to 68, 4 have died. I have to ask Dr. Carly what she may think that is. The Montgomery Health Department is waiting for more conclusive tests to determine what's going on with that. What else? Let's see. Harvard, a new paper at Harvard University by, Professor Donald Light. His paper is going to be published in the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics. It's pretty much slamming the FDA, very critical of the FDA in this report. Actually, it declares the FDA can't be trusted. Really? Noting that virtually all new drugs approved by this agency over the past 30 years are little or no better than existing drugs already on the market, according to Professor Light. His paper is entitled Institutional Corruption of Pharmaceuticals and the Myth of Safe and Effective Drugs. So he says the FDA is nothing more than a pay-for-play front group that caters strictly to the best interest of the pharmaceutical industry. He said the drug companies primarily fund the FDA these days. And he says prescription drugs in the report have killed at least 125,000 people a year. He gets specific. A lot of research went into this. He says for every week there's 53,000 hospitalizations due to people taking their drugs as prescribed. There's 2,400 deaths in the United States taking properly prescribed medications, too. So He's just saying it like it is in the report, and more power to him. He says one in every five drugs approved ends up causing serious harm, and he also taps him on the shoulder and or pops him upside the head, I should say, with regard to helping Big Pharma scheme in inventing new diseases and marketing those to the public as preventable drugs. You know? Okay, got it. Last but not least in the Quack Report, California's new vaccine exemption law. Oh, boy. California AB 2109. It was passed into law in 2012, but it takes effect the 1st of January. And it requires parents that want to exercise an exemption to immunizations to provide a letter or affidavit to document which required immunizations have been given already and which ones have not been given on the basis of their beliefs. Apparently, they also need a letter of affidavit to be accompanied by the State Department's public health form that has to be signed by a health practitioner. And then they also have to sign an affidavit saying that they have been informed about the benefits or risks of immunizations and communicable diseases. So here's an interesting thing, though. While state legislatures each take an oath to uphold the state and federal constitutions, that oath doesn't really mean anything. Because they know that the laws they're making, even though they're unconstitutional, won't be found unconstitutional until a court says they are. So basically, legislators are free to ignore their oaths and any constitutional problems in their bills, and all I have to worry about is getting enough votes and get a governor's signature on there, and then it becomes law. So corruption abounds in America. That's what I'm praying against. I'm praying against this stuff. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to talk about gout. Get out your gout barometer. It's that time of year, according to the American College of Rheumatology. More Americans in 2013 have come down with gout than in 1993. So more Americans progressively are coming down with gout than people had gout in 1993. You know, this is a stark reality, folks, that allopathic medicine is not curing or even preventing this painful condition. So in 2013, a mountain of Americans, 8.3 million, are suffering every day with gout symptoms. And according to new research, conditions other than gout, which are caused by the same uric acids, have affected 43 million Americans. So that's 21% of the U.S. population. So you're talking about rheumatoid arthritis or arthritic condition, sister condition to gout. So New Zealand and the United Kingdom, they seem to have the same problem. Now, gout, after all, is a form of arthritis, so we're going to take a look and see what we can do to protect ourselves from gout and arthritis, basically. All right, let's talk about the symptoms. You may be familiar with the symptoms if you're a gout sufferer, or maybe you know someone, a friend or family member that has gout. They put up with the pain, the swelling, the redness, the tenderness, the hot and stiff joints, and no amount of pampering seems to offset a gout attack. So when, you know, I was growing up, I had a family member who had a mild to moderate gout situation, and it seemed to flare up around Thanksgiving, the holidays, Thanksgiving specifically. So it was my grandmother, and it affected her big toe on, I think it was her right foot. Anyway, it affected her big toe, and this thing would balloon up, right? At Thanksgiving, and my older brother and I, we would take a black marker and very lightly draw a face on her toe that she had propped up on the pillow. Well, we'd ask her first, Grandma, can we put a face on your big toe? Yeah, go ahead. She's a good sport about it. But is it really all about the uric acid? Is that what's causing this? Well, according to some research, the uric acids from cooked foods are broken down into what are known as the purines. And this can build up in the body and then settle in the soft tissue in your joints that can create crystal deposits known as tophi. So the crystals can make the skin kind of look lumpy. And the body areas known to become gouty are the arch or the instep of your foot, your ankles or your heels, your toes, your knees, your wrists, your fingers, or your elbows. So why are these acid crystals accumulating? Well, another area of the body that can accumulate crystals is the kidneys. So if the acids don't dissolve in the blood, and if the kidneys are blocked or clogged, and then the crystals are going to accumulate. So where you find acidy blood, folks, you're going to probably find gout. So according to medical science, the purines, the acids, come from a lot of foods, usually cooked meats, liver, also from peas, anchovies, and dried beans. So you cook those foods, it changes them chemically, and then it creates an acid issue. There are some other triggers, and the other triggers for gout response can be from stress, fatigue, some prescription medications, or even interactions with prescription drugs. Alcohol consumption and even another illness can bring this on. So early gout symptoms can usually resolve themselves in just a few days without any intervention. So it is the future gout attacks that tend to stay with us longer and then harder for us to resolve. So gout flare-ups can be months or even years apart, okay? So that tells me it's pretty much diet-driven. All right, holidays and gout, let's get down to it. So if you think about it, there are more gout attacks around the holidays. Why is that? Well, during the festivities, we tend to eat things we don't usually eat, or we eat more meats, which, you know, when we cook them, offer our bodies more uric acid. Add in the holiday alcohol and the stress from the holidays, and the body may not be able to fend off the acid fast enough, and your gout symptoms flare up. Now, physicians can usually test a patient's blood for high acid, and if it is confirmed, then they call this hyperuricemia. So, or, you know, what else they can do is they can take some fluid from an inflamed or affected joint, a joint that looks like it's got fluid on it, and they can look under the microscope at that fluid to see if they can see any crystals. Now, the presence of the acid pretty much offers the opportunity for crystals to form, producing your gout. Let's see if you're at risk. Well, you will be more at risk for developing gout if your relatives have had the disease. So also, you're going to be at a higher risk of getting gout if you're male. More men get gout than females. And if you're overweight, if you drink alcohol, if you eat rich foods, if you lack the necessary enzymes to break down the acids, the purines, and if you've been exposed to lead, apparently that weakens you, and also if you're taking store-bought vitamins that contain niacin, also puts you at a higher risk, and if you take drugs like diuretics or aspirin or clocosaprine or levodopa. Those can also put you at a higher risk. Now, rheumatoid physicians believe that gout is a sister condition, and it's triggered by a metabolic syndrome like obesity, diabetes, or high blood pressure. And research found that there's this incidence, these correlations, these conditions seem to go together, and your obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure doubled between 1960 and 1990, and so did the gout. So there seems to be a correlation there, but, you know, all the evidence isn't in yet. All right, so let's look at some research that came out of New Zealand recently. There's this one study from the University of Otago in New Zealand, which was published in the Journal of Rheumatology, and they looked at hospital admissions for gout over a 10-year period. And what they concluded is that the condition had worsened over the decade. Okay, people had worse situations with gout in that 10-year span. And they also noticed it correlated with coexisting conditions like cardiovascular disease and obesity. It's not to say that slender people can't get gout, because they can and they do. It's just that they see a similar connection here between overweight folks and gout. Well, let's look at some of the food triggers. We mentioned a few, but some of the food culprits for inflammatory conditions like arthritis and gout are going to be corn, wheat, milk products, cheese, we already mentioned meats, alcohol, and omega-6 vegetable oils like your corn oil, safflower oil, and sunflower oil. You know, if you're eating some chips at holiday, you know, get-together, those are going to be in those omega-6 oils. Now, I would also remove these from the diet, and the gout condition should improve, and so should your overall health, by the way. So, you know, just watch some of those and get some substitutes in there. Now, what about some of the foods that are going to help you out? Now, some foods that do relieve an inflammatory condition, especially if you're a gouty kind of person, fish like salmon, herring, and sardines. Notice they have the omega-3 fatty oils in there. The omega-3 fatty oils are going to be helpful. Now, vegetarian lifestyle is also a plus, and utilizing some ginger root. What our ancestors did is they really didn't have any pharmaceutical drugs, so they fought their diseases with nutrition. Alfalfa was actually used as a rich mineral source, and ginseng was also used as a genocide compound that helped relieve the symptoms of arthritis and gout. Oregano was also used as an anti-inflammatory if they couldn't find meadow sweet. And rosemary was used if cayenne was scarce. So in 1766, many early Americans used cod liver oil to lubricate their joints and to reverse the condition. Also, there's a book by Dr. Colin Dong called The Arthritis Cookbook, and he recommends a vegetarian lifestyle and specifically warns against meat, dairy, black pepper, alcohol, and chemical additives, and especially tomatoes seem to be a problem. And let's get back to that ginger root for just a minute, because why does the ginger root help relieve arthritis and gout conditions? Well, it's an anti-inflammatory agent like willow bark or meadowsweet herb. The University of Denmark studied ginger root for arthritis and gout conditions and found that this ancient Indian medicine worked. In their study, the ginger relieved swelling, pain, stiffness, and improved mobility. The study also found that ginger does this by blocking the formation of hormone-like substances which cause inflammation. So the research was reported that ginger root worked as well or even better than the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and without the side effects. Also, the ginger root did more than the drugs because it blocked prostaglandins and leukotrienes to reduce other substances that cause inflammation and protects us from free radicals and antioxidants. And there's some other nutritions you should be aware of. But lifestyle is pretty much the best way to approach the gout issue and arthritis, to be honest. So if you have severe issues, you can use and layer in several herbs that will have a significant impact. And these are going to be herbs that are packed full of super nutrition. Foods containing nutrition to support your joints will have silicon or silica. It's a mineral. You're going to find that in your fibers. Fibrous plants like beets, lettuce, cucumbers, celery, and onions. Now, if you're looking for herbs that have a high concentration, horsetail and oat straw are very good. Now, phosphorus is another mineral which is important because it is the mineral that helps maintain structural integrity. It's an element for bone strength. So you're going to find that phosphorus in your nuts, seeds, and your vegetables, fish, and your high-protein plants. Now, vitamin C is also important. It slows the damage and diminishes pain. So you're going to find that in your citrus foods, your bell peppers, your rose hips, for instance. And vitamin D is also on the list to prevent osteoarthritis. You're going to find that in your cod liver oil, herring, your mackerel as well. Iodine is also there to prevent the osteoarthritis conditions. You find that in seaweed, Celtic sea salt, and black walnut. You're also going to find nutrients a lot of these nutrients I just mentioned in a few products that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. You can look for a lot of the super nutrition in their Body Foundation food mix. Their phosphorus, because it has seaweed, it has alfalfa, plus it has a lot of vitamins and minerals and plant proteins, and 22 amino acids, all from organic plants. It's a powder. Just mix it in with your juice, and you're good. Calcium herb liquid is also available with the silicon in there. And they do have a pain herb liquid with willow bark and meadow sweet to reduce inflammation and make range of motion more comfortable. Ginger root liquid is also there, and they also have it in their arthritis rub, which is good for a topical application to improve comfort and range of motion. So you can check that out. Lots of things there on the powerherbs.com website. That's their official website. Or you can give them a call toll-free and request a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 if you're outside the U.S., or just visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're on the site, don't forget to check out the books and newsletters tab. If you're wanting to learn more about herbs and how to utilize them, you want to check out the Power Herbs book. It's a PDF that is emailed to you, and it's just $14.99, but it's 400 pages of information you'll love and want to have. Also, there's the newsletters that are there. There's the American Survival newsletter that is distributed free. It's a free subscription on Tuesday. And then there's the Health Quest newsletter that goes out on Friday. Both are free and packed full of helpful information to guide you through your health quest, help you with financial issues, and even some political issues if you're looking for that in the American Survival issue. So Dr. Carly actually writes also for the American Survival, so you'll get her great articles as well. And so you can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com and just put in your email address, and we will send you a catalog as well as put you on the mailing list for the newsletter. So check that out as soon as you can, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you have a healthcare topic you want me to share with you on the show or in the newsletters, do feel free to drop me an email and or call me at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, and we will try to accommodate you and put it in the lineup. Now, when Dr. Carly comes on, we're going to talk about some of these vaccines, these mystery flu things. Also, I want to ask her about this nanotechnology. We've covered some of it before, but this is, you know, molecule-sized robots that they want to put inside people to detect and even treat diseases. My question is, do they replicate? You know, it's just creepy. And also mentioned briefly, I think earlier, it was last week, there was a death from a flu shot. Happened real quickly. A 19-year-old boy went into severe shaking, fever, and then coma and died. And so doctors had no way to get out of that one. They think it was the flu shot. So we're going to be chatting it up with Dr. C about that. And Also, New York, what they're doing in New York with wanting to flu vaccinate preschoolers, which is insane. I mean, these poor kids. I mean, you know, if you put your kid in daycare, they got to get a flu shot. If you're in the state of New York, you're going to see a spike in all kinds of sudden infant death syndrome, I would think, shaken baby, death by syringe. We're going to take a break, and we'll meet up with Dr. C on the other side.
Falling, dreams are calling like bells in the distance. We were dreamers not so long ago, but one by one
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
And we're back here on Herb Talk Live, and we have our wellness expert with us. It's the third Tuesday, so that means Dr. Rebecca Carley from Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases is with us, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
Awesome. We got tons of stuff to talk about, unless you want to mention something that you're just dying to mention.
Yes, actually, maybe this was on your plate, but the Annals of Internal Medicine has announced today that vitamins not only do you no good, but actually may cause harm. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling. I went online and checked out these ridiculous studies. And, of course, you know, they don't tell you what vitamins are they giving to the people. Are they vitamins created by big pharma companies? Like right. Centrum, which has aluminum in it and things of that nature. Many of them do have stearate and other fillers in there. You know, you have to know your source and you have to check out the list of ingredients. But they've just come out with this, you know, total bashing of vitamin and mineral supplements as we watch on television where they actually admit that this drug causes death and heart attacks and blah, blah, blah. But they keep pushing the poison. It makes me so angry.
Well, I'm with you on that because I also just saw this this report. It's a professor from Harvard. You might have seen it, Donald Light, and he's got his report's going to come out in the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics titled Institutional Corruption of Pharmaceuticals and the Myth of Safe and Effective Drugs. He pretty much bashes the FDA for being a front company for the pharmaceutical cartel.
Well, if you get a link to that puppy, please send it my way. I'm always looking for good news.
Okay.
There are a few people, you know, that do have the courage and conviction and conscience to come out and tell the truth. But it's so obvious. The reason they keep doing these things and calling homeopathy quackery and, you know, herbs do nothing and supplements now may actually cause danger is because Big Pharma is so threatened by people that are trying to go natural. And
yeah,
that's obviously what the body wants. And even Dr. Oz, I try to monitor that wizard on a regular basis. Today he had some partner of his on announcing this new finding that, you know, vitamins may actually be harmful. It's so disgusting. But yet, you know, they promote what they promote. They did say it's better to get your supplements and minerals, your vitamins and minerals from actual food. But, of course, now that we're being sprayed with chemtrails, and they're not, you know, rotating the crops like they used to do, and we've got all this GMO out there, I don't think just going with the food is going to do it for most people.
Right. Well, and, you know, and to be honest, that report that the professor from Harvard, he agreed with something you said a while back where you had pointed out that Big Pharma is inventing new diseases and advertising drugs as a prevention to those diseases. And he says that is just totally unethical and just he's just really upset with the FDA being a complicit going along with that scheme.
Yes. And actually, it's all over the internet the last couple of days as well. It's coming out how many people are being diagnosed with ADHD. I forget how many hundreds percent the diagnosis has gone up. They're putting these young people on all these drugs, which are actually in the cocaine family. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think of somebody's too stimulated, hyperactive, so you're going to put them on a cocaine derivative. But there's lots of young people that are dying from these drugs. So, yes, it's so disgusting, and people definitely need to wake up.
Absolutely. Well, and I did come across this mystery disease. They really don't know what it is. The Department of Health out in Montgomery County, Texas, they have like some people have come down with flu-like symptoms, but they tested them for flu, and it doesn't come up as flu. And they seem to be in an age group of 41 to 68. Now, on the seasonal flu vaccine, Is that age group in with the elderly? I don't think they are, as far as the super flu shot.
The elderly are the ones that are getting the super flu shot, which is a very big dose. And 21, there's one report of 21 seniors dying after getting this shot in some pharmacy. But they're all bad. And
yep.
Let me just mention, and I put it in today's newsletter, this insanity of Mayor Bloomberg, his final act as he leaves New York City as
right.
mayor, he's now going to force preschoolers to get the flu shot every year to go to preschool. And one of the links I put in the newsletter today actually discusses how the CDC recommends 68 vaccines for children by age 11 and 12. New York City children get 88 by the time they're 5. I mean, this is such a massive assault. It's unconscionable.
Okay. So, man, these kids aren't going to have any immunity at all if they are still having a pulse, Dr. Carley.
Well, not only that, they're going to have autism and every autoimmune disease you can imagine, seizures, et cetera, et cetera. Because that's what vaccines do. They're biological weapons, and I have proven that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I think you mentioned our military considers them bioweapons as well.
Well, why do they keep giving them to the military? And now, okay, so since you brought up the military, and you were the one that told me about this, and I looked it up, and in fact, these insanos are now developing a vaccine for post-traumatic stress disorder, where they're going to block a stress hormone produced by the stomach called ghrelin. It never ends. The assaults on these soldiers, it just keeps on going and keeps on going. One has to wonder if they're, you know, taking out the witnesses to what's really going on in those fake wars. And it's without question that more soldiers are dying from their vaccines than are even dying from gunfire.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry. Just to clarify on that New York mandatory flu vaccine for those in New York, what was the age group now? If your kid was in daycare, the youngest would be, what, 6 months?
Well, these are for anybody in preschool. So
okay.
I'm not sure. It didn't mention in the article, you know, what age do they start attending preschool? Daycare, I don't know if that was mentioned separately.
Okay.
But, you know, preschool is before 5.
Okay, wait a minute. I found it. It said Bloomberg's controversial Board of Health is set to vote on new rules that would force children as young as 6 months old to be immunized each year before December 31st if
okay.
they attend a licensed daycare or preschool program.
Right. And they did
wow.
vote on it on October 23rd after they had their dog and pony show hearings. And, of course, since the Board of Health is all appointed by Bloomberg, they voted yes. So
right.
let the assault commence.
Right. Wow. So keep your kids at home, homeschool.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Now, just for new listeners that may not be aware, on your website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, you do have an informative area for parents who maybe are worried about getting vaccines or against them, and there's some aids there that they can tap into. Why don't you explain what they are?
Well, I do understand many people, you know, especially single parents, don't see any way that they can homeschool, so they feel forced to, you know, go to the public schools. On my vaccine-induced disease tab, there's a document called the Physician's Warranty of Vaccine Safety. It's 4 pages. People can download it, and you take it to anyone who wants to force you to vaccinate your children. Basically, what it says is that they know everything that's in the vaccines, and they guarantee you it's not going to harm them. And the calls I've gotten from people who have done that are hilarious. You know, the doctor runs to the bathroom, says they're being harassed or something of that nature. But it's very good to do. A lot of times you'll have dissent within the family. One parent is pro-vaccine because they haven't done any homework. The other one has done homework and knows their bioweapons. Or maybe, you know, the grandparent is either pro or against. So what I suggest to people to do is take your pro-vaccine person with you to the pediatrician and let them see what happens when that document is produced. Because
right.
if there was a problem with vaccines, or if there wasn't a problem with vaccines, they should be willing to sign it. And I've never heard in all these years of anyone signing the document. Of course, there's also religious exemptions people can get. If I was you people, I would do anything I possibly could to avoid my child being inoculated with these bioweapon vaccines. However, there's more and more places now where they're actually giving the vaccines in the schools without the parents' knowledge or consent. So it's getting worse every day.
Yeah, I can remember, Dr. Carly, growing up in the 60s, and I think there was maybe a total of 5 or 6 vaccines back then that was required for kids to enter kindergarten. But you had to go to the health department or to your doctor to get vaccinated. You know, they weren't rolling up your arms in the gymnasium and giving it to you because we were told it had to be in a clinical setting. So what's up with this, you know, drive-through kind of flu shot thing where you could go to the pharmacy or, I don't know, the laundromat, I don't know, and get a vaccine for this? And it's not a clinical setting. What's up with that?
Well, it's funny that you should say drive-through because I heard of a pharmacy, I think it was in Texas, where they were actually doing drive-through vaccines, where the person would drive up to the window, roll up their arm, get the injection, and then they were told to go in the parking lot and wait for 15 minutes. And, you know, if they started having a heart attack or something, they should beep their horn. But it's totally inappropriate. As a matter of fact, anyone, and this is listed right in the vaccine information statements, they can have an anaphylactic reaction, which means they can go into shock when
right.
they get a vaccine. And now with the Gardasil, that's probably one of the worst. So many people, young children, have died from that vaccine. And so technically, when I was in medical school in the 83 to 87 year period, we were actually taught that not only do vaccines have to be given in a clinical setting, but the person administering the vaccine had to be trained in cardiac, advanced cardiac life support. You know, so basically, like Michael Jackson died from getting his propofol, where his quack doctor didn't have any kind of resuscitative equipment. They're supposed to have all that kind of equipment when they give vaccines because anything can happen. And like you said, now they're giving them everywhere, a pharmacy, you know, you name it. It's so insane.
Yeah, it is nuts because I can remember back in the 90s at a dermatologist's office looking at some literature on allergy shots, right? So I asked the dermatologist, you know, what is this about? And they make a custom serum, he was saying, after they test you, they make a custom serum, and then you come and get your shots. And I said, well, this brochure says, but then you have to wait 20 minutes. You can't leave. And I go, why is that? He goes, you know, just in case you have a reaction.
Right.
And I said, a reaction, you know, here I was, you know, a young mother, and I said, like, you know, hives, you know, a rash? And he went, we don't care about no rash. We're talking about respiratory arrest. I was, like, shocked, you know?
Yes. Yes, sign me up. Let me bring all my children in. I'm so glad you mentioned allergy shots and said what you said, custom, basically a customized witch's brew. So what they do is they take everything that you could be allergic to, and they put it in a shot, and they inject it into you. It's another vaccine, basically.
Right.
And actually, before I was aware, I had a show dog, a Shetland sheepdog, that I took to the Animal Medical Center in New York City to get the best possible care. And, of course, she got all her vaccines, and she was very allergic. And I'll never forget, they did that to her. they actually mapped out a whole, you know, panel on her abdomen after shaving it and injected her with all of these things. And that poor dog broke out. I mean, it was a miserable situation. And I didn't realize at the time, but after they check you and they find out what you're allergic to, one of the other insane things they do is what they call desensitization, where they keep injecting you with it
right.
every few weeks until finally your immune system says, okay, I give up. You know, I'm not going to react to that poison. But, of course, that's another way of shutting the immune system down.
Right. Yeah, it's not making an antibody to help you out. It's just totally being corrupted.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, and it's real interesting. I was driving along without a stoplight, and, you know, just about every corner now there's a drugstore or two. And I look over, and they had this little kind of a street billboard, you know, kind of stuff you see outside of cafes announcing the soup of the day. And on there it said, flu shots. Come get, flu shots. And I mm-hmm. thought to myself, you know, they could just take that billboard, that little poster, and they can move it to the store next, the place next door, which was a bar. You know, get your flu shot, you know? Yeah,
right.
Shots of flu. It's just toxic. You might as well just, you know, pick your poison bartender.
Well, the grocery store that I go to most frequently, actually on that corner, there are three pharmacies, and they all have their banners up, and they also talk about getting a shingles shot. Now, what I suggest to all of you that are considering that, read the fine print, because one of the admitted side effects of the shingles shot is getting chicken pox, which is the same virus that causes shingles. So
right.
It's a live virus. They're injecting you with the chicken pox. And, of course, there's going to be a massive increase in shingles. And they're unloading this crap on the elderly especially.
Mm. Well, and I think you've mentioned, which I think is great, it just really puts it in perspective. Instead of when they say, we're going to inoculate you against disease, you say substitute that with the word with disease.
Right. Well, they say we're going to immunize you against disease. So
right.
you say you're going to inoculate me with disease. Because most of these viruses are live viruses. For example, measles and chicken and the shingles vaccine. And so they're actually shooting it into you. And on my other website, drcarly.com, I have a paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, where I actually describe how injecting you directly into your bloodstream with live viruses makes this a chronic situation where you are not able to eliminate the viruses. You are infected for life. The only way I've found to get rid of those injected viruses is with homeopathy. But it does cause a corruption in the immune system, and there's no way that this is not intentional. This is how Big Pharma creates disease, and then, you know, once you come down with whatever autoimmune disorder, seizure, cancer, whatever, they have their white coats prescribe the toxic poisons that cause side effects but heal nothing. And this is what the people are entrapped into. And, of course, forcing people to get health insurance now through this Obamacare scam, that's another sign of how desperate Big Pharma is. They want you to have to get all of your shots to keep your insurance, your mammograms, which cause breast cancer, to keep your insurance. Every single diagnostic test has a danger to it. So that's why I will never get insurance. I will pay the tax, the fee, the extortion, whatever it is, because that's not going to keep you healthy.
Well, I agree with you. I didn't sign up for the exchange, and I'm sorry to hear this week that people who went on initially before, when it first went live, and they weren't able to see, you know, the cost of the care, the plan, and when they got to the very end, after they had filled in all their personal information and decided I can't afford it and got off the site, well, the government's now taking the money out of their accounts.
Well,
and
not only that, I've written about this many times, this Obamacare scam is so huge. There's actually fine print there that says you have no right to consider that your information will be, you know, kept private. And I just picture, you know, a bunch of identity thieves saying, I want to work for this, you know, website or get involved in this. I mean, what a perfect way to get everybody's personal information.
Well, the same thing with LifeLock and some of this other stuff. If you want to really harvest information, you would start a company like that.
Right. Not to mention the fact, as soon as I saw those advertisements, I said to myself, what they're going to do is they're going to make sure you have a problem if you sign up for their introductory free 30-day trial and then decide, no, I don't want it. Next thing you know, you're going to have a problem, and then you're going to say, oh, I better get LifeLock, you know?
Yep.
It's the same with everything. ADT, it's going to protect you in your home. No, it's going to watch you every minute of the day. It's going to record everything you do. That's what it's all about, and we're paying for this stuff.
Yeah, well, I know in Mecklenburg County down here in Huntersville area, Charlotte, Mecklenburg, they, if you have a security system in your home, you know, you get taxed for that. You have to pay the police to show up, basically.
Right, yeah, there was also an instance where, you know, there's so much solicitation. I've lived in New York, Florida, and now in North Carolina. North Carolina is the worst. They're constantly calling. The police department, the firefighters, everybody wants cash. And I actually heard of a situation here in North Carolina where people called, their house was on fire, and somehow the fire department checked and found out, you know, they hadn't paid their donation. So they let the house burn down.
Yeah, we get hit with those all the time in the mail as well. There's also a pet tax, too, in Mecklenburg County. If you own a pet, you get taxed for that pet. So,
and what services do you receive for that tax?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, there's a few pet parks, I guess, that taxpayer money supports, but absolutely nothing,
right.
Basically. It's just tax extortion.
It is extortion.
And our young people, you know, the poor people working at McDonald's or the grocery store, the government's taking 30% of their paycheck.
Right. And since you brought that up, I just have to mention, I'm constantly monitoring television on my 18-year-old television, which is very far away from my satellite box, so I don't have to get all the frequencies. And one show I watch quite often is this Jane Velez Mitchell on HLN News. And tonight she was actually doing some good reporting of how much money Congress is wasting. There's some congressman who writes a book every year and tells about all the insane things that we're being, you know, charged for. And my favorite was a $3 million study to monitor shrimp on a treadmill. They were monitoring if sick shrimp can do better or do worse on a treadmill than healthy shrimp. $3
what?
Bucks. Yeah.
That's
you can't
really,
make this stuff up.
That's just deplorable. So we're going to just... all right. Well, Dr. Carly, you have contact information. I want to give it out. If you need to talk with Dr. Carly, her number is 888-321-6751. You can give her office a call at 888-321-6751 or visit her website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Just click on her banner on the powerbs.com. You'll get there. Thank you, Dr. Carly. We'll talk with you again soon.
Okay. Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.